Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. We are continuing in the ninth chapter of Masechah Sanhedrin. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Bishin is chayv b'shtei misos beizdin. If someone is convicted, he's guilty of two forms of capital punishment from the court, nidum b'chamura, then we give him the more stringent of the two types of execution. Avar averishin is chayv b'shtei misos, if he commits a single act that obligates him in two different forms of death penalty, nidum b'chamura, he also gets the more stringent. But in that case, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, nidon b'zikal rishona shebalov. Then we give him the one in which he first became obligated. And let's immediately go to the Bart Neuro, who will explain these for us. Mishin is chayv shtei misos, if someone is obligated in two forms of death penalty, kagon sha'avara vera kala, for example, he violates a sin that has a lesser form of death penalty, the nigmar dinala vera kala, and his judgment is over and it's passed, v'chazar v'avara vera chamura, and then he goes and does a sin that has a more stringent form of death penalty. Salka daita chamina kivan d'nigmar dinala vera kala hoi gavra katilahu. So I might think, once he's been convicted of a lesser form of death penalty, that he's already considered a dead man, we don't bother having a trial because we can't kill him more than once. This teaches us otherwise, that we would still go ahead and try him for the more severe one. However, if avara vera sheyeshba shtei misos, if he does a single act that obligates him in two different forms of death penalty, kagon chamoso, like having relations, sexual relations with his mother-in-law, v'hi eshes ish, and she's also a married woman. Nidon b'chamura, so the first opinion is that if he does such a thing, we hold him to the more stringent form of death penalty, b'sreifa, which in this case would be burning, b'mnei shehi chamoso, because that's the penalty for having relations with your mother-in-law. V'lo ke'eshes ish shehi b'chenek, and not the penalty for having a relationship with a married woman, which is strangulation, and that's a less severe form of execution. However, Rabbi Yossi says, nidon b'zika harishona sheba'alav, we judge him according to the thing that became obligatory on him to avoid first. Ba'osa isa shehuzkak techila lehizaher ulefrosh mimena hu nidon. He's judged on the one that first became a thing to avoid. Avalo be'isar haba'al of achron. He's not judged for the thing that became prohibited to him in the second event. Va'afapisha hu chamor, even if it happens to be a more stringent matter. The Ksavu Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi feels, Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. Something can't become made more prohibited. Once it's prohibited, it's prohibited. Even if additional reasons come along to prohibit it, it was prohibited before, and it so remains. Vafil Chamar Al Hakal. Even if it's a more stringent prohibition on top of a more lenient prohibition. Therefore, Bimnisa Bas Amana, if he marries a widow's daughter, Shahaisa Tchila Chamoso, therefore this woman became his mother-in-law first, Keshahaisa Pnuya, when she was still single, Va'achar Kach Nises, and afterwards she gets remarried, Nidon B'Sreifa, if that's the case, then his penalty for having relations with this woman would be burning, because she was his mother-in-law before she was a married woman. V'imhaisa Eshes Ish, but if she was married first, Va'achar Kach Nasis Chamoso, and then he marries her daughter, and she becomes his mother-in-law, Nidon B'Chenek, he would be judged with strangulation, Kamisa shal eshes ish, which is the penalty for having relations with a married woman, shahaisa tchila, which is what she was first. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi in this matter. Mishneh hei, misha loka v'shana, based in machnisin oso l'kipa u'machilin oso sa'arin ad shekriso mizbakas. If a person is a three-time offender, here it says if he is whipped and he repeats, and we'll see that it's actually a third time. So if he's whipped and he repeats the sin, then the court locks him in the cell and they feed him barley until his innards explode. Harig nefesh lo be'edim. If someone kills a person without witnesses, machnisin oso l'kipa u'machilin oso lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. And if a person kills without witnesses, they lock him up and they feed him a little bread and water. Again, this seems to be outside of the standard operating procedure, and we'll get a little clarity as to what's going on. Bartnora tells us, Mi Shalaka Vashana, if somebody is whipped and then repeats, Shalaka Shnei Pa'amim, he was actually lashed twice, Alavera Shechayivim Aleha Kares, for a sin that one gets Kares, spiritual excision for violating. Shekol Chayve Krisos Lokin, because anyone who does an Avera that you get Kares for was lashed. So now we're talking about when he violates the same sin the third time. So he's already been lashed for it twice. This is a three strikes rule in Judaism. So what happens? Machnisin oso lechipa. We put him in the cell. So what is this cell? We mentioned it in the previous Mishnah. Makam kashir komas adam velo yoter. It's only the height of a person, no higher. Umachilin oso. First we give him a little amount of bread and water. We feed him on that for a while. Until his innards, they reduce in size from the lack of food and water. So we keep him alive on this, but it's going to have its effect. And then we feed him the barley, which causes his insides to swell up until his insides explode. Shlo be'edim, if someone kills another person without witnesses. Shlo be'edus, shiye mechuyev aleha misa. What it means is, without witness, that will end up sufficient to convict him. When we call makom, yidua lebezdin, shehadavar emes. But nevertheless, the court knows that this matter is true. Shebavadai harag, that this person definitely did the crime. Elech shehuchshu ha'edim bebedikus o shalotie sham hasra maspekes. But rather, the witnesses contradicted each other in some small matter that wouldn't really be integral to the findings, or that the warning that they gave was not sufficient for this matter. So he's definitely guilty, but rather than let him go on a technicality, he's given this more passive form of an execution. Umachilin oso lechem tzar umayim lachatz. He gets a little bread and water. Tchila. That's what happens first. V'akarkach machilin oso sa'arem ad shekriso nikvas. And afterwards, he's given the barley that causes his stomach to swell. V'hainu reisha. And that's what's told in the first part. Umashachiser ze galaze. So each part of the mission is only giving us a little piece of the puzzle. So the first part talks about the barley. The second part talks about the bread and water. Really, it was all part of the same process. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this parak and begin the 10th chapter.